Hear further from the word of the Lord in part of Genesis chapter 9. And the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and from them the whole earth was overspread. And Noah began to be a man of the ground, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank from the wine and was drunk, and he was uncovered in the midst of his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and set it on the shoulders of the two of them and walked backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they did not see the nakedness of their father. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers." And he said, "Blessed be Yehovah, the God of Shem, and Canaan shall be a servant to him. May God enlarge Japheth, and he shall reside in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be a servant to him." And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. We also read from the word of the Lord's second coming in the Arcana Celestia, part of the exposition of this story. Noah was not the ancient church itself, but was as the parent or seed of that church. Noah, together with Shem, Ham, and Japheth, constituted the ancient church, which immediately followed the most ancient church. Every man of the church called Noah was of the posterity of the most ancient church, and with respect to hereditary evil, was therefore in a state nearly like that of the rest of the posterity which perished. And those who were in such a state could not be regenerated and made spiritual, as could those who did not derive such a quality by inheritance. For example, so that the matter may be more clearly understood, they who, like the Jews, are of the seed of Jacob cannot so well be regenerated as can Gentiles, for they have an inherent opposition to faith, not only from principles imbibed from infancy and afterwards confirmed, but from hereditary disposition also. Therefore, converted Jews fluctuate more than others between truth and falsity. It was the same with the first men of the ancient church who were called Noah, because they were of the race and seed of the most ancient men. These are the fluctuations described in what follows, that Noah was a farmer and planted a vineyard, and that he drank of the wine and was drunk and lay uncovered in his tent. That the people meant by Noah were few was made evident from the fact that the man of that church was represented in the world of spirits as a tall and slender man clothed in white in a narrow room. And yet it was they who preserved and had among them the doctrinal things of faith. The mercy of the Lord is infinite and does not suffer itself to be limited to those few who are within the church, but extends itself to all in the whole world. The fact that most people are born outside of the church and are thus in ignorance of faith is not their fault. And no one is ever condemned for not having faith in the Lord when he is ignorant of him. Who that thinks rightly will ever say that the greatest part of the human race must perish in eternal death because they were not born in Europe, where there are comparatively few? And who that thinks rightly will say that the Lord allowed so great a multitude to be born to perish in eternal death? This would be contrary to the divine and contrary to mercy. And besides, those who are outside the church and are called Gentiles live a much more moral life than those who are within the church. And they embrace much more easily the doctrine of true faith, as is still more evident from souls in the other life. The worst of all come from the so-called Christian world, holding the neighbor in deadly hatred, and even the Lord. Above all others in the whole world, they are adulterers. It is not so with those from other parts of the world. Very many of those who have worshipped idols are of such a disposition as to abhor hatred and adultery, and to fear Christians because of their being of this character and desirous of tormenting everyone. Indeed, Gentiles are so disposed as to listen readily when taught by angels about the truths of faith and that the Lord rules the universe, and to be easily imbued with faith and thus to reject their idols. For this reason, Gentiles who have lived a moral life and in mutual charity and in innocence are regenerated in the other life. While they live in the world, the Lord is present with them in charity and innocence, for there is nothing of charity and innocence except from the Lord. The Lord also gives them a conscience of what is right and good according to their religion, and insinuates innocence and charity into that conscience. And when there is innocence and charity in the conscience, they easily suffer themselves to be imbued with the truth of faith from good. The Lord himself said this in Luke, and one said to him, "Lord, are they few who are saved?" And he said to them, "You shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast forth outside. And they shall come from the east and the west, and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last who shall be first, and there are first who shall be last." By Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, here are meant all who have love to the Lord. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.